hospital raid in Gaza. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. They had it surrounded. Now Israeli troops have moved inside the El Shifa hospital, calling it a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area in the hospital, separate from where patients and medical staff are located. A senior Gaza Health Ministry official says those troops raided buildings housing the emergency and surgery departments, terrifying patients. Fox's Alex Hogan.
This is the largest hospital in Gaza, where the IDF says today it was able to find weapons, ammunition, and more military infrastructure inside that hospital. That is something that we've heard from the Pentagon this week, confirming that they agree, they believe that Hamas has been using some of these medical facilities as places to not only store weapons, but potentially store hostages as well. The IDF also delivered much needed supplies, health care systems, food, baby formula for those children that are still there.
In Washington, D.C., charter bus drivers are accused of calling out sick instead of taking members of a Michigan Jewish group to yesterday's March for Israel on the National Mall.
That, to me, was a malicious act.
David Kurzman with the Jewish Federation of Metropolitan Detroit. President Biden and China's President Xi meet one-on-one today, then attend an Asia-Pacific summit in San Francisco.
The president is looking with clear-cut goals in his mind about how this should go. The president saying that he wants to manage competition, find areas to get along, as well as avoid conflict with China. The Communist Party moving closer to Russia and Iran, buying record amounts of oil and making record amounts of trade with those partners. China's still stealing technology, still hacking U.S. sites. Its economy needs the U.S. investment, which has recently been moving to India and Vietnam.
Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence. The Labor Department reports wholesale prices fell 0.5% last month, the biggest drop since April 2020. Retail sales fell for the first time since March, 0.1%, according to the Commerce Department. Dow futures are up 87 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Can you trust the government to protect you? We have political chaos, high inflation, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to call Oxford Gold Group. Whether you want to diversify against inflation or have gold on hand, you need to visit jessekellygold.com. Protect yourself with a visit to jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Just getting started, a House Homeland Security hearing on worldwide threats.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is set to give testimony before the House Committee on Homeland Security today, just 2 days after the House stalled a motion by committee member Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to impeach him. FBI Director Christopher Wray will also testify, along with the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. It comes as the U.S. remains on heightened alert for terror attacks. 2 weeks ago, FBI Director Wray warned Congress that the October 7th attack by Hamas in Israel could motivate violence elsewhere. He is expected to echo that sentiment in his remarks during today's hearing. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The British government's been told it's planned to ship migrants off to Africa. It's against the law.
This is a big blow for the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who'd promised to be tough on illegal migration and said he wanted to deter people from risking their lives to enter the UK. The idea was to fly asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing, and if their asylum application were successful, they'd stay in the African country. UK Supreme Court judges unanimously agreed the migrants would not be safe in Rwanda and would be at risk of being sent back to their home countries. Refugee groups and human rights organisations argued the government's plan was unethical and unworkable. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's wife enters the race for the Democrat Senate nomination next year against incumbent Robert Menendez.
I'm Tammy Murphy, and I'm ready to work every single day in the United States Senate for you, your family, and our country.
Senator Menendez faces federal criminal charges. A temporary spending bill to prevent a partial government shutdown Saturday now goes up for a vote in the Senate, overwhelmingly approved in the House, although some House Republicans voted no because of a lack of spending cuts. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. According to a study by Forbes, Illinois ranks 29th when it comes to health care. In a recent Harris Poll survey, 70% of adults said health care system in America failing to meet their needs in at least one way. Illinois is in the middle with an overall score of 46.9 out of 100. A 2018 state law holding repeat gun defenders behind bars will be repealed January 1st. Senators tried to extend the law for another year, but House Democrats never called the plan for a vote before the fall veto session ended. Anyone convicted of unlawful use of possession of a firearm multiple times currently faces 7 to 14 years behind bars. Champaign County Salvation Army's announced the start of their annual Red Kettle campaign. The campaign will raise funds for vital social programming in the community. This season's funding goal, $470,000, and the proceeds will go to feeding the hungry, providing aid to the homeless shelter, and to local veterans. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Our weather with meteorologist Greg Soyer, brought to you by Houlihan's.
Every Thursday, live in the lounge. So you'll want to take note for a special date night or just because that someone has been working hard. At First and St. Mary between 6 and 8, it is awesome to catch the music and enjoy some food and drinks at Houlihan's Thursday evenings.
Meteorologist Greg Soyer, we advise people, big advisory here, to get outside today, man. Get
Absolutely.
Outside.
That's right. That's right. The extended lunch hour warning, in effect.
That's
you
right.
know, maybe just walk out the office and don't come back, or walk, if you work remotely, just walk out, leave that electronic stuff there, and just don't come back. So, you know.
I used to use the term tiptoe out. I'm going to tiptoe out.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and of course you didn't hear any of this recommended advice from anybody on this radio station regarding said
right.
practices.
Absolutely.
So.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's a nice morning out there relative to, you know, this, geez, it's November 15th. 33 will it in Savoy, 33 over at Rantoul. They're already into the upper 30s over at Danville. 36 at Bloomington Normal, 40 close to it at St. Louis, right down Indianapolis up at the Kankakee, 39 degrees. That's kind of close to what you would expect here. And that, in reality, these temperatures are going to be probably daytime highs as we get beyond Thanksgiving. So be ready for the change to some colder weather. Short-lived, but changes are ahead. Not today, though. Get out and enjoy sunshine, south and southwesterly breezes, and afternoon highs of 67 degrees. That's 15 above average around here. Down here, 44 tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy, mild again for the day. Tomorrow, if you don't get out today, get out tomorrow as well at 65 on a gusty south wind. There will be a little rain in spots after midnight tomorrow night. That's on a so-called November cold front, low down to 47, and a much cooler Friday, but we're just back to seasonal norms at 56 with a little rain in the morning, midday and afternoon sunshine there. Good-looking weather for the weekend. Maybe this is the weekend to get the holiday stuff out. 52 Saturday, 50 on Sunday, 51 on Monday. Then I don't think we'll get out of the 40s here Tuesday with widespread rains. And it may be a struggle to get past 40 around here over the second half of next week. So colder days ahead. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Illinois loses to Marquette last night, 71-64. The number four ranked Golden Eagles came into the State Farm Center. They're very, very, very good basketball team. I mean, to my eye, I know it was a few weeks ago, they were better than Kansas. I just think that they had a going to the basket attack fast. I mean, moving like crazy. And then they had this number 11, Tyler Kolick.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the guy played on a bad ankle. And he, you know, was just one of those guys when he had the ball, you're going, oh, no. Because he's going to make it, or he's going to dish it, or he's going to do. He very clever around the basket, scored 24, and we couldn't stop him. I mean, we were longer. We had like 8 blocks. I don't think Marquette had any blocks. We blocked a lot of shots, but they just very talented. You could just tell that this wasn't their first rodeo together. They've been together for a while. They had 87% of their stuff coming back this year, 87%. So they were a veteran team. We're supposed to be a veteran team. We have a bunch of guys we haven't played with, you know, still going to. That's going to improve as we go. Three-point shooting, 33%, but 50% from Luke Goody and Marcus Damask. That was very good. Free throws were great because Terrence Shannon shot them all, 11 out of 13. We out-rebounded them. The game turned on turnovers, period. The game was lost on turnovers. We had 15 of those suckers. And some deep late ones that really hurt when the game was really in the up in the air. A couple of bad turnovers. They score. They convert. And that was the ball game. So lose to a very, very good team. We're going to be a good team. I think the Big Ten is going to be okay. We'll see. It's always a battle because we're just all kind of physical and tough.
Yeah.
So any road win certainly is a piece of gold.
Next up Friday, Valparaiso. Yeah. And that's Roger Powell's team, the Rev back in town.
Rev back in town. Rooting for Roger Powell, not for Friday, but rooting Roger Powell. Valparaiso will come in. Don't know what they're like, but again, just have to just work on it. But, you know, Marquette's an excellent team. We could have won. But I felt last night, it looked like Marquette was a better team last night, certainly. But very, very, very good at basketball. So we'll watch for them in March. I think they had a disappointing out last year, so they're kind of on a mission. And we'll see. But, you know, we're going to get Purdue a couple of times, and we're going to get we get an early Big Ten game. I can't remember who we play in December, but somebody. And then it really starts in January. So hopefully we'll be – but we're really a tall team. We have matchup problems for other teams because we're long. But bottom line, we're still kind of a Terrence Shannon or bust from the standpoint of clutch. We got he's our guy, and he's one man. I don't know if you guys know this, but this guy works out all the time. He is shooting balls. I think he gets up at 5 a.m. 5 a.m.?
Man.
Shoot baskets? Shooting threes? Shooting baskets?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's said that the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. Otherwise, the people that do it, Michael Jordan was famously awesome in practice.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. And some people don't have that same work ethic. And if you don't,
I get it. So Southern U is coming up on Sunday the 19th, Western on Friday the 24th, the day after Thanksgiving. We also have Rutgers on December 2nd. Maybe that's the one you were sure.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock game. So
okay. Yeah. When is that? You play when?
That one is December 2nd.
I'll be busy.
Oh, that's a Saturday.
Yeah. That's a wedding.
Yes, it is.
I'll be missing that one.
And by the way, speaking of that, Jacob Hurtubise's on the 40-man roster for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, big news, really excited. That means that he's in a position to get called up. There's only 26 Reds allowed, or any Cubs or Cardinals, 26 allowed at one time on a major league team. But to be protected is quite an honor, and very few humans ever get that honor. So Jacob's on the 40-man roster. We're all excited. He had a great year. And we've been giving you a few updates along the way, but very, very happy for Jacob and Grace. So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, we check your sports headlines.
So we were just combing over Marquette winning 71-64 yesterday. Marquette number 4, we're number 23. 15 turnovers did not help. Did you want to run any audio here?
Yeah, a little, Brad.
Pretty tough kid. And then we knew, you know, I think Cam, I said it pregame, is one of the most underrated players in the country. Can't turn the ball over. 15 times, you know, I thought we did exactly what we kind of wanted to do was force them into twos. You know, they're so good with Oso in ball screens and their flip backs and their what we call gets, because he can really pass as well as Tyler does. So we were trying to force Tyler to score. He did a good job of it tonight. I was pleased with the fact we only gave up 5 threes. Toughness. We had a few rebounds late that we didn't secure. I thought we had them. We had good stops. We had good presence. And then, you know, they just knocked the ball out of our hand. And then, you know, you got to hit Oso with that length and wingspan. He back-tipped. He had 6 offensive rebounds. You know, all of a sudden, you know, a couple unfortunate turnovers, a couple missed layups, and that's the ball game.
You don't understand that when they go in for those missed layups, it's not a layup like, okay, la-di-da, here's the layup. They're getting beat the heck out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just getting creamed.
They're running into the heat.
It's physical, and you're jacked, and you're trying to muscle it up, and you hit it a little too hard, tips off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – it is a layup. And for those guys, they make those. And it's just a little more physical than we know.
Yeah.
But we did miss, as they call them, some bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at that league – it's not a bunny you and I would relate to.
That's right.
It's like people smacking you with a dummy football pad over and over, knocking you silly.
That's right. So. Parkland over Glen Oaks Community College. I think they're 5-0 out of the
they're
gate. They're
always 5-0. Yeah. Parkland sports is always so good.
It seems like here, you know, three or four games in, we've just got a lot of competition in the Big Ten. Duke beat Michigan State. We had Creighton, number 8, over Iowa. We had Providence beating Wisconsin. The winners last night, Northwestern over Western Michigan. And we had Penn State beating St. Francis, or PA. So we have St. Peter's in action at the State Farm Center at 11 a.m. So you might be dressing your kid to go to the field trip day in some orange and blue as we have that game against our Illini women's basketball team today at 11. Then the volleyball team's in action against Ohio State at 8 o'clock tonight at Huff Hall. NBA action had the Pacers over the 76ers, 132-126. Milwaukee's in Toronto at 6:30 and Orlando in Chicago to face the Bulls at 7 o'clock. We also had NHL action with St. Louis over Tampa Bay, 5-0. There is a little bit of a trending story about, you know, Shohei Ohtani. Is he getting surgery?
He had surgery on Tommy his elbow. John. Yeah, he won't pitch this year. He was a pitcher hitter, which is unbelievable to be that great at both. He is a free agent. He can sign with somebody. If he turned down the Angels' offer, then...
That's right.
There's thought, though, he'll stay on the West Coast, maybe the Dodgers, because it's closer to Japan.
I see.
So he'll want to be a little closer than Boston, you know, longer way.
Right.
So anyway, Shohei Ohtani, I mean, it'd be great at Wrigley Field, wouldn't he? And, he'll be a hitter this year, but a hitter and pitcher the next year.
Right.
And they're thinking he'll get $500 million deal.
Whoa.
$500
and
million.
And I think the deal was $20 million or something.
Whatever he's getting now.
Right.
Yeah, well, that changed.
So that's why he wanted to stay in free agency to pursue a more lucrative deal. And that's the same with Cody Bellinger, too, for the Cubs.
Yep. Cody's been rumored to go to the Yankees, but the Cubs can afford him.
So there's seven players, if you research this story, that are looking to stay in free agency rather than do a commitment.
There's a bunch of them. But, I mean, these are the biggest names.
Okay, gotcha.
Biggest names you're talking about. The whole bunch of free agents, and we'll see who the Cubs and Cardinals can land. Well, before you walk down the aisle, Busey suggests that you talk about money. Yeah, I know it's a little uncomfortable, but the more you each know about each other and your habits, the better off you're going to be. Busey can sit and help you any step of the way. No matter where you are, maybe you've been married a long time and you still haven't got a handle on things. Well, go in and talk about what you want, what you're trying to do. Maybe they'll give you some great advice. I know they will. And you can count on Busey for over 150 years to offer all the lines of business, like personal, mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management. You can go to Busey.com. You can stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Get some help from your friends at Busey. Member FDIC. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage. As the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Have you ever wondered why you pay your bank to have a checking account with them? We do too. At Fisher National Bank, we offer free checking accounts that reward you to bank with us. Our Rewards Cash Back Checking offers 2.02% cash back on debit card purchases up to $500 monthly. No service fees or balance requirements needed to earn rewards. For a free checking account that pays you back, simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit within a monthly cycle. It's so simple. We bet you're doing most of these things already. With Rewards Cash Back Checking, you have access to Reward Saver, which earns 4.07 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. Reward yourself with free Rewards Cash Back Checking and Reward Saver, a few of the many ways Fisher National Bank invests in our customers. See monthly requirements at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Vandeville. Saturday, the mild pattern continues on across our neck of the woods for the next couple of days. Get out and enjoy. Readings into the 60s both today and tomorrow. It'll be a November cold front comes through the area here on Friday. A little spot of rain, nothing impressive. And temperatures then expected to return to more seasonal expectations. More broader-based weather system. It'll generate some rainfall right before the Thanksgiving holiday for next week. And then some colder weather to follow. For the day-to-day, mostly sunny 60s. 7, almost 15 above average on a southwest wind. Fair tonight, lows around 40. For the day tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, and up to 65 on an increasing south wind. A little rain in spots here tomorrow night after midnight, low down to 47. Much cooler for the day on Friday, a bit of rain early in the day, partly sunny and 56. Dry for the weekend, up to 52 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. Both days, a fair amount of sunshine. Rain back in here for late Monday, Tuesday next week with high temperatures by mid next week in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's another report suggesting inflation is moderating. The producer price index, prices at the wholesale level, declined 0.5% in October. For the year ending in October, the increase is 1.3%. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was flat in October and up 2.7% for the year ending in October. Retail sales declined last month, but not as much as expected. The drop was 0.1%, and excluding autos, retail sales rose 0.1%, a sign auto sales are softening. Target shares are rallying after its recent quarter was better than expected. Sales were softer, but it did a better job of controlling inventory, and Target's seeing more demand for drive-up service and beauty products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
All right, tonight, Virginia Theater.
Rumors,
the Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Huh? Yes, a tribute band, and they are at 7:30 this evening. So if you want to walk up and get your tickets or pursue any details about this, thevirginia.org. But we've got lots of people who have won tickets. And I actually had a cancellation in case somebody wants to text in FM and go tonight. It's 359-2255. I can get your name at the box office. So many Fleetwood Mac hits, you know, Your Own Way, tons. Rihanna.
They were one of the biggest fans of the 70s, for
and
sure.
And this one was endorsed by Mick Fleetwood, So definitely a fine tribute band on stage tonight at the Virginia Theater.
So 217-359-2255 FM, as in Fleetwood Mac.
That's right.
If you're interested in, somebody cancels if you want some tickets. Okay.
And speaking of the Virginia Theater, I know that Irresponsible movie is coming up on Saturday, and people are looking forward to that family-friendly movie, and you're sitting amongst the actors and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, they'll have a red carpet experience at 6. And the movie will start at 7 on Saturday night.
Very unusual. $20 a ticket, but that's schmoozing with everybody in the movie.
That's right.
That'd be good. And they said
Chris Hightower is really funny.
Brian, our guest the other morning, who's one of the executive producers, said, you know, if you have an aspiring actor or you yourself want to find yourself as an extra in a movie, you're welcome to come meet them because they are looking for people.
Right. There's lots of opportunities. Brian Yarbrough is his name. Notice Titus. And you could also meet, you know, Dre Burns that we had in here too, and the writer of it all, the executive producer, Nate Morris, was joining us, and just should be a neat time to see all these scenes in Champaign-Urbana, Peoria, and around this area.
Shot around here, you'll recognize a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And what was it like when not only Diane won on the big screen, we talked a little about that last night at the game.
On the Jumbotron.
Diane was on the big Jumbotron. What was the reaction to John Paddock, the quarterback, when he was on the Jumbotron?
So great. And they held the shot for a while. It was great to see his big smiles and such a great quarterback for us. I wonder if they'll tap him or will it be Luke Altmaier?
I don't think we'll know till Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
Because why would you tell Iowa what to prepare for?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do both.
And a lot more video on Luke Altmaier than John Paddock, but certainly trending in Illini Nation with over 500 yards on Saturday against Indiana. John Paddock as quarterback. They also had a shot of Johnny Newton on the screen too. So it was great to enjoy the game yesterday and some of these things that were going on while the timeouts were going on.
2:30 kickoff in Iowa City. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we can beat Iowa. I really, really do. They have one of the best defenses in America, ranked number 2. So there's that, and that'll be the best defense, even better than Penn State. So we'll have to really play well to beat Iowa, and Iowa, they're 8-2, and certainly sitting in a pretty good position, obviously, to win the Big Ten West. Last year, last call for the Big Ten West, and yes, the Illini, I know, still have a mathematical chance.
Uh-huh.
All right, 8:29, we got another half hour. Don't go away.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Hospitals as a command post, and Israel's military opens a targeted operation to root out Hamas from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. Congressman Mike McCall tells Fox's Hannity.
It shows what cowards really Hamas are, to use their own people and the hostages as human shields.
Israel also bringing in much-needed hospital supplies. President Biden says he wants to normalize relations with China's President Xi at their San Francisco sit-down today so they can just pick up the phone. Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox we're not two teens dating.
I worry a little bit about what concessions he might grant, or just the way he framed this summit meeting, is that we want to improve our relationship. We don't have a relationship
with China. Positive numbers for the holidays. Wholesale inflation deflated a half point last month, and retail sales better than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A bicycle is dead. It follows a crash last week in Savoy. Investigators determined that Jacob Garcia, riding a bike on Dunlap Avenue when he was hit from behind. He died at the hospital. There were no signs that the car driver was impaired. The incident remains under investigation. Two late-night talk show legends coming to Champaign next year. Jay Leno will be headlining a stand-up comedy show April 13th at the State Farm Center. Arsenio Hall will make an appearance as a special guest. Leno, the former host of The Tonight Show on NBC, Hall hosted the Arsenio Hall Show. Champaign County Salvation Army announcing the start of their annual Red Kettle campaign. It'll raise funds for vital social programming in the community. This season's funding goal is $470,000, and the proceeds will go to feeding the hungry, providing aid to the homeless shelter, and to local veterans. There will be a total of 90 Red Kettles in Champaign County. Thanks to all who give this year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, check of our beautiful weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You can call Greg Wolf sometime and get a free assessment on all your copying needs. Might save a lot of money in the local company, Watts Copy Systems.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign and Banff, it's Saturday. Nice spell of weather continuing on for the next couple of days. A November cold front on the move for tomorrow night generates a little rain. That'll exit early on Friday. Temperatures back to more seasonal expectations over the upcoming weekend. A little more active weather pattern shaping up around here with another significant rain system due in right before the Thanksgiving holiday period. For the day today, mostly sunny, continued mild southwest breeze, 67 high, down to your 44 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and continued mild for the time of year at 65. A little rain after midnight. Tomorrow night, lows down to 47. Much cooler for the day on Friday, but more seasonal temperatures. A partly sunny sky. Bit of rain early in the day with a high of near 56. Sunshine for the weekend. Cooler, 52 on Saturday. A Sunday high, 50 degrees. And by late Monday into Tuesday, probably Wednesday as well, periods of rain. Daytime temperatures between 45 and 50 degrees. Some colder weather in store over the Thanksgiving holiday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, When you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, so you saw a Marquette fan get kicked out last night.
I did.
And some of the not-so-nice things that our Illini fan yelled at him.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be alcohol-induced to talk like that.
I would think so.
And you're in Section A, right?
Right.
Really, you don't...
There was only like a couple of minutes left in the game. It's like, really? Let's just try to finish up. I mean, whatever. I just... it's so awkward for everybody everywhere when that sort of thing happens.
It just reminded me of the Bears 20 years ago when... They weren't our fans.
Yeah.
And they were rough. And there's alcohol. I'm not excusing it. I'm just telling you why. There's alcohol. But to say F to a visiting fan, you don't ever.
Right.
But then again, think about the guy had $500 on the game. You know, that kind of thing?
Yep.
Changes the level with beer and gambling.
You're right.
Promise you, a whole lot of guys in their 30s, particularly that demographic, because that they're going to bet on the game. It's on their phone.
Yeah.
Oh, can't bet on Illinois. There are ways to bet on Illinois.
There is.
You can do it online. You can go to Aruba or wherever, some island place. You can find a way to bet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gambling, and some people, as we know, gamble far more than they should. And so there's something on it. Now you're drunk and you're broke and you're really mad.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts them at a point where they do stupid things.
Well, and maybe the fan was instigating things throughout
the
game.
You don't ever say F you, fatso.
You're right.
Say that.
That's right.
You don't ever say that. You just have to walk
when
away.
When it was totally silent in the free throw time for our Illini to shoot, then he'd say, miss it. That was that guy.
I mean, that's okay. I don't mind that. But don't disparage the Illini fan by representing people that you shouldn't represent.
Yes.
This isn't what we are. Again... Are we fanatics? Are we fans? Are we interested?
Mm-hmm.
Are we an observer? Are we checking the score occasionally? Where are we? And again, the more you win, the more we get jacked up, the more fired up we're the best, we don't beat anybody, and the more disappointed you are.
Yeah.
And so it's, listen, I don't have any chits in this game. I don't ever get too, I'm disappointed. I love my team, all that. But I'm not going to scream at somebody inappropriate things no matter what.
That's right.
It isn't going to be that important to disparage myself and be part of something I don't want to be part of. And yet that's awfully sophisticated, and you're not emotional about it. You don't love your team.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's just different ways to show it. But I made the rule many years ago, told you, an hour after the game, I got to be over everything.
Yeah.
Cardinals, Illini, Saints, whatever it is, I'm just, I can't spend the energy on that.
I feel like we're a lot more loose on our language these days, and I got to be mindful of this certainly too. I mean, it comes up when I'm discussing things in a heated way, and you know, there's kids all around. We just have to have that filter up and be more polite and civil to each other.
Yeah, I guess swearing is kind of on a high. I guess it's a very casual thing to cuss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, I was showing you some videos of the man in the golden and navy blue striped shirt that was thrown out towards the end of the Illini.
Well, he wasn't even that fat. Wasn't even that fat.
I know.
To yell fatso or fat whatever. I mean, it's just one of those deals where you're going, dang it. How many people will think of Champaign-Urbana?
Right.
And same if you go to Milwaukee. Somebody screams at you like that, I won't like Milwaukee.
I know.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have this.
And the person probably had, more money and was sitting, second row from the floor. And and was enjoying himself. And you know, I was with a Marquette fan. Of course, he was a priest, and he wasn't, getting all that worked up like these other guys from Marquette. But, but they were certainly high-fiving and having a good time at the game. It's just, you're right, Stevie. People are just getting too invested and taking it.
And again, I'm just telling you what I do. Not that it's right or what you ought to do, but it isn't. If I'm Josh Whitman, I'm probably losing sleep or sleeping like a baby. But you're really invested. That's your shot. Everything. I'm not. I'm a fan. I love Illinois. They're my guys, and I'm rooting for them all the time. But I can't let them change my life based on the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that time or energy. I can't. But I'm disappointed. I'm bummed. I can't. But I think about it. But I just limit that because I can't. I just can't. I look forward to games. All those things. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm not an Alabama person that wants to scream fire the coach all the time. If you're in the South and you're really in and everybody's in, the professors are flipping burgers at the tailgate because that's what they got to do because they know that's kind of assumed. You're in, right? You can help our guys get in a bad grade. Maybe he got a C instead of a D. Hmm? I mean, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
We have professors and I love them all. Love you all. We don't agree on a thing politically, but love y'all. Talented, smart people, they don't even know there's a game. They don't even know there's a game.
You're probably right.
Are you kidding? Go to Oxford, Mississippi and see if the professors know there's a game tonight.
Uh-huh.
We have people that don't know there's a game. And that's just, you know. So it's fun to have success in sports because then you can think you're, and we are. I mean, basketball is totally on the map, obviously, for a long, long time. Football, we're trying to get on the map. We're trying to be relevant. And that's a bowl game every year is an ante. That's a starting point. And then you get up there to 9. And then maybe you win 10. And one year, maybe you even go further. And maybe you made the bowl championship series when they expanded 12. Maybe.
A text in to 359-2255 referring to the 92 Rodney King statement of, can't we all just get along?
Yeah. All right, 841.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
All right, so the Illini last night, Marcus Damask, a kid from Southern Illinois, transfer last year. Really, really good. What happened, Marcus, to the Illini down the stretch?
You can't turn the ball over, what was it, 15 times and win games like that against really good teams. So it's stuff that we got to clean up. You know, that's on us. We can clean it up, and we just got to get better after this one.
Okay. Coach?
There's two pretty good teams. Marquette is outstanding. My hat's off to them. Their backcourt was just short of spectacular. We got a lot of praise for Kolick. I don't know if anybody noticed his ankle. Black and blue, played 38 minutes. Pretty tough kid. And then we knew, you know, I think Cam, I said it pregame, is one of the most underrated players in the country. You can't turn the ball over 15 times. You know, I thought we did exactly what we kind of wanted to do, was force them into twos. You know, they're so good with Oso in ball screens and their flip backs and their what we call gets, because he can really pass as well as Tyler does. So we were trying to force Tyler to score. He did a good job of it tonight. I was pleased with the fact we only gave up 5 threes. Toughness, we had a few rebounds late that we didn't secure. I thought we had them. We had good stops. We had good presence. And then, you know, they just knocked the ball out of our hand. And then, you know, you got to hit Oso with that length and wingspan. He back-tipped. He had 6 offensive rebounds. You know, all of a sudden, you know, a couple unfortunate turnovers, a couple missed layups, and that's the ball game. I thought Marcus was sensational tonight. It was great to see him in an Illinois uniform just kind of break out. He was fantastic. I thought Luke came in and you know, we saw what Luke is capable of. Quincy with 10 rebounds. I thought Justin gave us a great spark as well. But again, give them credit. We're a really good basketball team. They were better tonight. You take your hat off to them, and they made plays down the stretch. And we've got to continue to grow with our chemistry and our togetherness and development. And that will take effect at execution and some other things. But take your hat off to Marquette tonight.
Yeah, it hurts a little bit to have your top two guys, Coleman, Hawkins, and Terrence Shannon, have 10 turnovers, 5 each. That's just obviously way too many. That really hurt us. But we wouldn't have been in the game without Terrence Shannon. And Coleman, I don't know.
Terrence Shannon Jr. with 21 points.
And Coleman just was okay. I don't know. Just didn't have his best game.
That's right. Next up will be the ref coming to town, Roger Powell Jr. with Valparaiso. That's Friday night at 7. Duke ended up beating Michigan State. Duke number 9 and Michigan State ranked 18. Number 8, Creighton took down Iowa 92-84. We had Providence taking down Wisconsin 72-59. Northwestern beat Western Michigan and Penn State over St. Francis, Pennsylvania. Parkland College, winners again. I believe they haven't got a loss yet this season. Let's see how we do with St. Peter's coming in for the Illinois women's basketball game, tipping off at 11 a.m. It's field trip day. I think the goal is over 8,000 young students screaming for our Illini. So if you're a teacher or on the staff to kind of manage some of the field trip and energy, might want to bring some cotton balls or something for your ears. Illinois volleyball will host Ohio State at Huff Hall at 8 o'clock tonight. NHL action, St. Louis Blues over Tampa Bay 5-0. And the Pacers over the 76ers in NBA action, 132-126. Milwaukee's in Toronto tonight at 6:30, and Orlando is visiting the Chicago Bulls at 7. That's essentially sports. I know we have our Illini in action against Iowa with a 2:30 kickoff up in Iowa City on Saturday. Couple of the players, John Paddock, our quarterback, and Johnny Newton featured on the big Jumbotron yesterday during the basketball game.
And again, all this attention on John Paddock, it just was extraordinary what he's done the last two games to give us two wins. Luke Altmyer is a great quarterback. It's going to be fantastic for two more years. He's our guy. But I don't know what the coaches are going to do, because Brett said, I've never had a guy lose his position because of injury. Usually you come back, you're the guy. This has just been extraordinary what has happened. And Jay Layman said Monday, he said, you do what's best for the team at this point, not whose feelings might get hurt, right? Because, I think the fans, if you polled them, 9 out of 10 would probably say, gosh, don't you stay with the hot guy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy has 2 more games of eligibility and maybe 3 with a bowl. But maybe you give John Paddock the first shot. And, if it doesn't go very well, you put Luke in. I mean, you have 2 guys, obviously. Or you start with Luke and it doesn't go well, you get John Paddock in. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. That's why they get paid the big bucks. Because based on performance, and again, it's not just performance. It's record-setting, shockingly, unbelievably high numbers. Unbelievable what has happened. How extraordinary it is. If it's never happened in 100 years at Memorial Stadium, pretty extraordinary. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
John Paddock, 507 yards passing. Nobody's ever done that.
Right.
So, yeah. And you just, Luke's a great guy. Fantastic human. Great man. Good. We've really been playing fantastic.
I'm sure they both get it, right?
Yeah, they do.
Teammates,
but if you're Luke Altmyer and you've been the starter and you've been showing the numbers you've showed since the Penn State game, he's been fantastic, best quarterback in the Big Ten West. And you're not back in there? What's the portal looking like? I mean, you don't want him to leave.
Right.
No, you don't want him to take that somewhere else. I think he's fantastic. But lightning struck. It's just like, okay, if John Paddock led us to victory and he had 180 yards, they're pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt. It's back to Luke. But this is like Sports Illustrated cover, shocking Cinderella story, unbelievable impact, taking us to a bowl, saved the season. I mean, all these
And the legacy stuff,
it's a good story.
And it's a real deal because now people are looking forward to 2:30 Saturday thinking, yeah, we can beat Iowa. Iowa's good now. But we think our defense can hang in there with their offense, and can our offense hang in there with their terrific defense? That's your question. Is the game going to be 10-7? I mean, nobody's really scoring much on either. The over-under, meaning how many points will both teams score this last Saturday? It was a shocking 28, both teams. And the final score was like 23-0, so it was under the 28. Usually football teams score a couple of touchdowns each. I mean, it's usually. But Iowa doesn't get into those games. Last year we played them here. If people remember, what was it, 12-9? Mm. It was really a defensive slog.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't think anything different if they can shut me down. But right now I'm feeling pretty good about the offense.
Well, yeah, because so, we come off, what, 56-46 against the Hoosiers?
Yeah. I mean, no, that was Unity score. I don't know. Would we be?
Oh, sorry.
Unity lost, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't even know the score of what happened last Saturday. It's just been a long time ago. All right, it's 8:50.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff Saturday. Nice spell of weather continuing on for the next couple of days. A November cold front on the move for tomorrow night generates a little rain that'll exit early on Friday. Temperatures back to more seasonal expectations over the upcoming weekend. A little more active weather pattern shaping up around here with another significant rain system due in right before the Thanksgiving holiday period. For the day today, mostly sunny, continued mild southwest breeze, 67 high, down to your 44 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and continued mild for the time of year at 65. A little rain after midnight. Tomorrow night, lows down to 47. Much cooler for the day on Friday, but more seasonal temperatures. A partly sunny sky. Bit of rain early in the day with a high near 56. Sunshine for the weekend. Cooler, 52 on Saturday. A Sunday high, 50 degrees. And by late Monday into Tuesday, probably Wednesday as well, periods of rain. Daytime temperatures between 45 and 50 degrees. Some colder weather in store over the Thanksgiving holiday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Dolchus, Greg Sol.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Yeah, I'm going to talk. I think we're talking to John Decker tomorrow, but he is in San Francisco with the president.
Okay.
And so he's on the West Coast time, and he's working. He sent me something that was pretty extraordinary. John Decker, great television's White House correspondent every Thursday. He won't be on tomorrow at 7:30. He'll be on sometime. I think it'll be after 8. In any event, they did not get their cameras on the airplane. The checked bags didn't show up. So he didn't have all the gear his producers and directors have when doing a live shot from San Francisco with the President of the United States and the President of China. They don't have the camera.
Oops.
They used their iPhone.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was extraordinary. If I owned Gray Television, I'd sell all my cameras. It was as good as anything I've ever seen.
Wow.
Why would you have all that gear?
Of course.
When you don't need it? It was unbelievable. Let's see if I can. They had clips of people talking from the White House. It wasn't as clear as John Decker on the iPhone. But it was not surprising. They say you can make movies and all these other things with your iPhone. And I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
But it's, look at this shot. That's the iPhone.
Oh, wow. That looks fantastic.
Crystal clear. Why are we buying $10,000 cameras and $25,000 gear?
Mm-hmm.
With all, you know, lighting could be obviously an issue if you don't have good lighting. He's outside here at this shot.
Mm-hmm.
But he used an iPhone. Very, very clever and well done. And he sent it all over America, and all the great television affiliates had it. And it was a really good report.
Yeah.
About what they're going to talk about. So anyway, but they flew commercial, and the luggage didn't get there. And that's not good. Anyway, all right, we will be back tomorrow. John Decker at some point. I'm not sure the timing, but it'll be in the morning. I'd have to get here at 5 to record him, or I think I'll take him live in the 8 o'clock hour. That'll be 7 his time, but he's unavailable for a certain block of time just doing his stuff.
Okay.
He has to work. What? So that'll be tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right, enjoy Rumors.
So
tonight,
out.
The Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tribute band. Mm-hmm. I say cover band.
All good.
Tribute band. All right, that's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this weather. Take a minute. You got to enjoy it. Have a great Wednesday. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh, Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up in Long Branch Steakhouse there in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends?
It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style on hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Flooring surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.